Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, one of the first questions I ask potential buyers after they go on for a bit about their message is, what is the business model here? And many times I hear silence. Here's why. A lot of us just assume that once the branding is done, buyers are going to fall in love and just buy whatever we're selling. Nope, doesn't work that way. Here are two things the best business models have. First off, a problem buyers really care about. I've seen too many thought leaders get into the free education mode and stay there because they are selling a solution for a don't like it, but we can live with it problem. This right here is why buyers will take our free content marketing but not buy from us. It's not because they don't like us. It's because the problem we're solving isn't worth our price point. So ask yourself, would my target market pay my price to solve this problem? Or is this something that gets put on the back burner for more important challenges? The second thing great business models have, leverage among the revenue streams. In other words, there's enough opportunities for buyers to return time and time again. If not, we've set up a transactional business model. Pro speakers, I'm looking at you right now. Any transactional models require a massive marketing machine. Talk about overhead. And that's okay if your distribution system is robust. For example, you already have a solid foundation of ongoing incoming opportunities. Just be aware that the less interaction you have between your revenue streams, the more you got to hustle. And that can get exhausting after a few years. Drilling down on the business model is worthy of our effort. What we decide here is the difference between a labor of love, a sophisticated hobby, and a revenue-generating machine. Business models drive far more branding decisions than newbie folks believe in the beginning. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.